everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship. And tonight is our special night, which is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. We'll be going there probably in about 5 minutes. So if you wish to have some healing work done, just stay tuned. We'll first do a emotional clearing for everybody. We'll go back 5 days in your life. Here we go. Nothing for you to do naturally. The Lightship does it all for you. This is source energy that created you. And they bring up your spiritual blueprint, and it's cleared instantly. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. And the other clearing that people desperately need is a mental clearing. And here we go. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared. Wow, a lot of mental people out there. I'm yawning. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So since we have such a heavy load here of mental people listening, let's do the mind-to-heart drop to get you out of your head into your heart so you can feel better. And then you're out of time. Then you're in source energy versus the busyness, the disruptions, the negative energies, mind-control energies, everything else that you can think of that is not of the light is in your mind. This includes the alien energies, the attack energies, abduction energies, you name it, it's there. Galactic Federation energies. So here we go. Let's get out of that and get heart-centered so you can be with Source. So I'm going to count from 10 to 1. Think of an elevator dropping down, and when you get down into to the one position, you should feel that your thoughts are not coming from your heart. And I'll do this about 6 times to help everybody out here. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. Boy, I'm still yawning. Wow. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Boy, I'm still yawning. Man, must be a lot of mental people. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Well, Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace?
Yep, I'm here, and hello and welcome everyone to Saturday night with the Creation Lightship. So if you're new to this program, you're in for a real treat, because in just a few minutes, for anyone who's interested, Ron is going to basically conduct a field trip, if you will, to go to the Creation Lightship for a beautiful healing session. So you can experience what it's like to go to the Lightship. And there's nothing that you have to do except just if you want to participate, just be there and relax, and you can request whatever healing you'd like to have. Just pick one or two things. And to help everything along, it's really helpful if you bring the picture of the light being up on your monitor screen, which you can do by going to the Creation Lightship page, and then just scrolling down a little ways down the page until you see a picture of a beautiful light being there, which Ron will activate in just a moment. So what he was just doing, in case you're just tuning in, we got on a little bit early. So far we've had an emotional body clearing, which is wonderful. The emotional body is one of the invisible energetic bodies that we have that actually collects basically the densities and trauma energy and all of that kind of thing, and keeps it from hitting our physical body. So it's a kind of a buffer, if you will, something to protect your body. But the problem is if that doesn't get cleaned out, it gets full, and then you start really feeling it. So Ron, because we got on early, maybe we could just do that again for people. I have a feeling that there's people that are just tuning in, and it would be wonderful if they could have that emotional body clearing, and maybe the mental one again, since that was there was so much energy on that one tonight.
Yeah, boy, I don't get that often.
Yeah.
So here we go. Let's do a emotional clearing again. Now, this is the invisible body, which is the emotional body. Another way you call that is ghost. You've seen people on TV programs doing ghost huntings. So this is emotional bodies that have passed on. So if you yourself die tomorrow, we'll say, is your emotional body going to be cleared by somebody so that it doesn't stick around here? Your spirit naturally may go to the light of the darkness, which is where it goes every time you reincarnate. But your spirit energy of your emotional body just keeps hanging out, looking for a body to go into. At first, it's very sad because its life form died, and it will come back into other people. And it can body hop from generation to generation. And you could even have, your Uncle Harry with you, or Aunt Mabel or somebody in your body living with you with their emotions because they liked you a lot. Maybe even your grandfather or grandmother could be with you. So here we go. Let's do emotional body clearing. And this is for your emotional body. In fact, I'll do another one, and I'll clear off your one of your grandparents, okay, in case it happens to be in your body because it liked you. And it's living its life, their life, from the past through you right now. So here we go. This is your emotional body clearing. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared. Got in here. Wow. 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Do that one again. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And now we're going to do an emotional body clearing, and we'll get rid of this energy. This should not be here, but we'll get rid of the energy of your grandfather if they happen to be still here with that emotional body. Remember, that emotional body is what you call an entity, and it should not be here. So it'll go back to the earth spirit for its own healing, and remember, it's probably being tormented here anyway, so it should not be in a body. So here we go. So just see if you have one with you. This is your grandfather. Father, remember, you probably have two of those if they're living. If they're living, they could be with you also. If they've deceased, they could also be with you. They do body hop. So here we go. We'll clear this away. So one, I'll count to 10, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we'll do your grandmothers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's also work with some animals that you may have seen maybe on a TV program. Maybe you saw a picture and an animal was killed and you felt sorry for that animal and that animal's emotional body came into you. Remember, they do have emotional bodies too. They do have spirits like we have. And so the emotional bodies are normally pretty low-key, but they do have them. Normally, it's only about 10% of what the spirit would be. So we'll do the emotional body first for animals that could be hanging out with you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we'll do those animal spirits. And sometimes you get nightmares from these things, having it recycle as you see the trauma of the dying process. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we're going to do the mind to heart drop again. This will take your awakening consciousness, the thoughts that you think with. These are thoughts that are in time. This is your collective consciousness, universal mind. New Age Metaphysics talks about this exclusively as far as having your thoughts control your reality. And that is correct. The thoughts of the darkness does control your reality. This is why you have a natal chart. The aliens put that in place for you. This is all mind control stuff. The only way to get out of the mind control is to be heart-centered. Then you're out of time. Very, very simple. Once you understand that, then when you hear people talking about mind energy, instead of walking away from them, you're going to run. because you're going to realize you're dealing with darkness, and you don't want to deal with darkness. You want to deal with love energy. So here we go, dropping your awakening consciousness down into your heart center. So we'll go from 10 to backwards to 1. Think of an elevator dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So, I'll put some music on for everybody here. And I want you just to kind of be in peace and do experience this wonderful energy. And this is the energy of your spirit. This is where it resides in your heart center. And it's up to you to make that connection. And it's made right now for you. So just sit back, relax, and communicate with your spirit and enjoy this wonderful energy. This is where you should be all the time. Wish, bring up the light beam on your monitor screen right now, and we'll activate this throughout this song here. And you're going to see the light beam change. Just go down about an inch or so on your scroll bar beneath the blinking flower, and we'll activate it right now. So here it comes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody. So let's go to the light chip. So this portion of the program will not work on the archives because we have still on this planet alien intervention here, alien abductions for people, unfortunately. So this will work for people listening. And you can also bring up your animals if you wish. People love bringing them to the light chip. You can bring up some flowers in your room if you have any flowers or trees, inside or outside. And so here we go. I'm going to count to five as we go up. You're going to feel the energy change. Now, if you're listening to this program on an archive, you will feel the energy of love come to you. But you cannot go to the light ship. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we're there now. So we'll be probably on the light ship for about 15 minutes. This is a treat for everybody. And we do these conference calls also for only $20 for 1 hour of time, Mondays and Fridays. So here we go. We're going up into the first room. And this room is pretty standard for most of the conference calls that we have. And this is the hot tub room. We have our own hot tub. This is used to help us to detoxify our body. So if you happen to be maybe back east where it's very windy and cold, you may want to request to have the temperature of your body increase slightly. They can do that for you. Remember, you're being beamed up and down, we'll say, continuously, and you're still here. If you look around, you can still look around and see where you are. And if you're fortunate enough to be a seer, you're actually going to be seeing the light beams, the hot tub room, the different colored lights, the technologies that are there. And it may actually change your whole paradigm of thinking of what source energy actually is. So here we go. We're in the hot tub room. I'll bring the energy down to us here. And again, you want to request if you wish to have it a little bit warmer for you or not. And here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and here we go again into another room. And this is a lot of people's favorites. Now, on the Lightship, we have many rooms that we go to, and these are normally familiar to us as far as the beings that are there. But I want to take us into a room that we have not typically gone into consciously. And this room here has beings that sort of, they look like ladybugs. Very, very beautiful beings. They're very large. They have many feet on them. But they're like a round circle with like polka dots on them. And they're going to do some healing work with us. So this is a first time for doing this here. So I'm going to bring in some of the other creations of light that's out there on other planets. And we're going to go into this room here. We'll just call it the ladybug room. So here we go. Here they come. And there's three of them coming. And request your healing. I didn't mention, but you have to request healing. The light only sees you in pure divine perfection. So you have to request healing each time you wish to have one. They will not judge you. So you're judging yourself, saying, yeah, I have this condition, this problem. And only request two different types of healings during this short amount of time. And we'll just see how your past genetic disposition is toward receptivity of a healing. Remember, you're dealing with genetics here, and this is why you have the condition that you have. So here comes the ladybugs. So I'll count to 10 as they come in. You're going to feel the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. They feel very gentle. And a lot of people like swimming with the dolphins, so there are dolphins on the light ship. And we're going to bring in the pink dolphins right now. So we're going to be swimming with the dolphins. There's three of them also going into this water that's silver, sparkles like diamonds. And here we go. So again, I'll count to 10 as we bring in this energy. You want to put your hands out in front of you to actually feel the dolphin energy. So here they come. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll go on to one other room. Let's go into the tree room. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Let's put some music on. Enjoy your experience here. And again, request healing. Listening people, right now we're going to bring in more love energy. So here it comes. So stronger. Just look at the light beam on your monitor screen. And it also works for the people now on the light ship. And just watch your monitor screen now. So here we go. Stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. We're going to another location. And again, I mentioned that different rooms on the light ship have maybe animals, mammals that are familiar to us, and also beings that like us. So let's go to the room where they have camels. And the camels will do some healing work with us here. So here they come. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Request your healing. We'll go to another room here, and this is where they have the hummingbirds. And normally there's only three of them that come to us for each time, but now there's a whole lot of these. So here comes the little hummingbirds. So here they come. So stronger, stronger, stronger. These are yellow ones and green ones. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Another location. These are where the light beams are. They're very tall. Some of these are about 20 foot tall. And this room is where they're going to be working with our physical body organs. So why don't you request a healing for that if you wish. And here comes the energy of them down here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. The Van Halen song, you know, love walks in, contact is all it takes to change your life through space and time. Well, of course, when you get out of space and time, then you're in love energy. Take contact to do that with your spirit. You need to get to your heart. Then you sense a change. Nothing feels the same. Love comes walking in. We'll go into the golden waterfall room next here. And the water will not touch your body, but it'll be all around you. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Location. This is again where there's very tall, like humanoid figures like us, and they're going to be doing some adjustments to us here with our spine, working with our bones. So if you have any concerns there, maybe having some work with our muscles, so request healing now. And here they come. So stronger, stronger. You may want to walk around too after this here, or maybe a minute or two. Stronger, 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 and stronger. we're going to another location where they have parrots. So we're in the parrot room now. Here they come. So again, stronger, 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 and stronger. Anybody want to get up now and walk around? Maybe stretch, twist, just see how your spine is doing or your muscles. We're going to the room where the peacocks are right now. And again, there's three of them coming to us for healing. And they're doing their own healing modalities on us. So here we go. So I'll count to 10 as they come to us. So one. Feel the energy down here. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Another room where they work with our immune system. So you may feel your body temperature changing a little bit too. Sometimes it gets hotter. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. One of the rooms that's outside of the light ship. This will be doing tomorrow on our 8-hour call. This is the quarantine room, and they'll take away right now some of the octopus energy. That's probably the strongest energy that's here that inhabits our body. These are invisible energetic life forms. So we're going to take the ones that are wrapped around your neck right now, these tentacles. So I'll count to 10 as this gets released from you. So one of them. There's quite a few of them that we have naturally, maybe hundreds of these, but this is one of them, and you should probably feel it leave you. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now the tentacles are released. Here goes the body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll take off the jellyfish energy. Remember the movie Avatar with those things moving around here, making contact? So here we go. Get the jellyfish off of your head. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That one's gone. Get another one off you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. The movie has a lot to be said about alien life forms attacking you and using your consciousness to control and manipulate other beings. And here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Remember the little fiber optic type of tube, those little tentacles that was used there in the movie to make connections for mind control energies. And Jake said when he hopped on that flying animal, "You are mine now." Like the aliens do here. Different life form controlling another life form. An alien controlling human. So here we go. Let's go into the waterfall room here. Go into the golden waterfall room. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll go into a room where they have little puppies. We do have a dog and cat room there, so we'll go where the little puppies are. They're going to do healing on us, so you may feel some little licks on you, maybe even a little paws. So here they come. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Go into one final room here. We'll go into the room where they have the beautiful dragons. So here we go. Here they come. We can ride with them if we wish. They're very large. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. I'll bring in more of their energy here. So stronger, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. We'll stay in this room for a little bit here before we come back. Request your healing. Dragon energy coming. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And what we'll do is go to the room where there are people on this call that brought up their animals and pets, and we'll go to that location now on the light ship. If you're a seer, you're actually going to be able to see these animals. So here we go. We're going into this room now, and you can look at the different types of light beings that are helping them doing healing. We're in this room now. We're bringing the energy so you actually see that and feel that energy of healing. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and back from the light ship. So remember, all the healings are between you and the light being doctors. And well, we have one request from your friend here on the fast chat for the centrifuge room, so we'll do that here. So the centrifuge room is where they help to eliminate negative patterns, addictions, mindsets, just stuff that we have that's hard to get rid of. So we'll see if that can help you. So again, think of something that's causing you maybe distress or something like that, pain. And here comes the energy in the centrifuge room. So here we go. Stronger. As it comes in, this is the lack energy. It resonates to everything. If you have a really deep issue, a big issue, it might feel very heavy to you. This is your best friend as it comes in. So don't be alarmed if it feels heavy. So here it comes. So stronger. Stronger, 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 stronger. This room is actually silver with silver walls, and the walls are turning, spinning around. You're in the center of it. Stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, stronger, and stronger. Again, request what you like to have done as far as the healing. And again, stronger, more lack energy is coming to you. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, now I'll be coming back. So the healings that you're having tonight is between you and the light being doctors. And remember, it's your predisposition upon healing, what your ancestors thought about healing, how much DNA judgment you have in your body, how much you're in your body with your spirit, as to how well the healing is going to work for you. So here we go. We're coming back down. If you brought up any animals and pets, they're coming back with you, and your flowers and whatever else you may have brought up. So here we go. Coming back down. I'll count to five. You're going to feel the energy around you shift. One, two, three, four, and five. And you're back now. And you probably actually felt that too, if you're listening to the archives. So, Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace?
Yes, that was wonderful. It's always such an incredible experience to be on the light ship and to experience this incredible healing rooms. And if you are interested in experiencing that for longer than just a few minutes, there's a great opportunity coming up tomorrow. I think there's still time for that. If you want to mention that, Ron, before we get into answers and callers.
Yeah, so you go on the website if you want to have the alien parasites released from you. This is what we do. You go into quarantine, the parts of you that are held in darkness, which cannot have a healing on the light ship because the darkness has part of you in some strange universe of darkness, then we get rid of these life forms and help to bring back to you your spiritual integrity of who and what you are. This is your body and also your spirit. Two different energies there, two different types of healings. Tonight we took out the octopus energies out of you and some of the jellyfish, and so you may feel better. You always feel better after the calls. So it's an 8-hour call tomorrow. You can go to the website and use PayPal to get on it. You'll be sent on an email the information. And it's starting tomorrow at 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And so remember, tonight's the night you change your clock. So you turn your clock ahead. So you're going to be losing actually an hour of sleep. So just kind of remember that. So it starts tomorrow at 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And by all means, if you want to get free of these things, this is one way to do that. Each call that we have helps you out tremendously. Unfortunately, you do need more than one call, but just being on one of these calls, you do feel much better. So remember, the darkness is here a lot. It runs this planet. But this is a way you can get into your own spiritual integrity, get more of your spirit in your body, and actually, bring forth the energy of you, because you have to get yourself put back into spiritual integrity and have yourself collected from the darkness. This is what is going on during these calls. Plus, you're on the light ship also for a week after that. Basically, the whole program is about a month-long program, so it'll be one additional week after you're on the light ship if you come on tomorrow. So, Sylvia, back to you, and I will say I'll be in New York next week, and I'll be at the ARE Center, Edgar Cayce Center, doing some aura photography there, which will be a week from today. So, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so we have a little while left. If somebody would like to call in and ask their questions live to Ron, and the phone number for Station 1 is 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. So we'd love to hear from you, or if you just want to call and talk about what you just saw or felt or experienced on the light ship, that would be great too. And if you can't call in, please type in your questions or comments onto the fast chat. Just click on the BBS fast chat link, and that will open up a window for you to type in your questions. So we I don't see any questions quite yet, but we do have a request from Brett for a heartache clearing.
Okay, so here we go. Here it goes. So we'll go back a week here. So 1 week ago. We'll go back 5 days. So 5 days ago, so this is for heartache. Cleared. Heavy clearing. 4 days ago. Cleared.
Whoa.
3 days ago. Cleared. 2 days ago. Cleared. Yesterday, cleared. And today, cleared. This is emotional energy that is, you know, under the heading of heartache. So we'll do this one again here. 5 days ago, cleared. 4 days, cleared. 3 days, cleared. 2 days, cleared. Yesterday, cleared. And today, cleared. And I'll do this one again here. So 5 days ago, cleared. 4 days, cleared. 3 days, cleared. 2 days, cleared. Yesterday, cleared. And today, cleared. Man, there's some energy there. Let's see what else could be going on here for heartache. Abandonment. Let's do that clearing for everybody. 5 days ago, cleared. 4 days, cleared. 3 days, cleared. 2 days, cleared. Oh, boy. Yesterday, cleared. And today, cleared. Again, abandonment clearing. 5 days, cleared. 4 days, cleared. 3 days, cleared. 2 days, cleared. Yesterday, cleared. And today, cleared. Okay, here we go. So, wow. On the 8-hour call, if you wish to get on it, but you can't be on the telephone for 8 hours, you can also come on absentee. And it works the same, just that you won't know what rooms you're going to be in and also what's happening, but you will have the clearing done. And I do have a lot of people who come on the call who are absentee. Also, they bring in maybe their family members. And sometimes, you know, these people, your family members don't have the same mindset as you, so they would not even understand what this is about, but it will help them immensely. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, let's see. We have a question from Heal on the fast chat. The question is, the doctors on the light ship are all bi-locating. Are they on the light ship at all times?
The ones on the light ship, yes. Uh-huh. That is correct. They don't leave the light ship. They will be leaving after ascension. So these are beings that are created, and the spirit then chooses a life form to incarnate into on the light ship. So it takes that spiritual blueprint. And this is why we have all different life forms there. And after the ascension time, this life form then will go to where it chooses to go to for, we'll say, whatever planet these beings are on. And so once they're created, they will be leaving the light ship, and they will probably never return back to it. But right now, they are here to help in the ascension process for every, say, sentient being in the light who wishes to do the ascension, because everybody has to have clearings and healings normally, unless you're strictly in a planet that does not have judgment. So if you have any kind of judgment, you have to get that out of your body. Unfortunately, the one here got overtaken so much by the dark side energies, you know, and we lost the protection of the sacredness by the Galactic Federation to help us. So this is kind of what happened here. Unfortunately, this is what it is. The aliens took over this planet, took over the Earth spirit, and then people also do transmissions, open up vortexes, stargates and stuff, which brings in more alien energy. So that's the sad thing. So the Earth spirit is still battling for its own life. It's about 10% whole. It started doing this when it was just about ready to die, which basically was October 4th of last year. It was down, to, I think, to about 3%. And that was just enough to hold its own self together. So it started battling the darkness. The light ship came to assist it according to its request. And it came out of the Earth planet with that energy. And the light ship brought in space holders of light to this planet. If you can remember back at that time, there was a big shift in consciousness. For people, they didn't know what it was, but it was because all of a sudden you are dealing with light. Now, these space holders cannot bring in any type of forceful energy. Your spirit has to be able to help itself. And this is the way it works. Remember, the light ship will not come forth to intervene only at ascension time. Everything else at that point is all free will. And this is the way it works. In fact, what I'll do is show you what it's like to have a space holder put into yourself here. This is pure light energy. And most people are typically 20% in their bodies with their spirit, which means you probably have 80% of entities. So here we go. I'll bring in some space holders. And I'll bring in 20% of space holders for you. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And a little bit stronger here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So I want to put some music on here for everybody. And you're going to be able to actually sense, feel this wonderful energy. You should feel a little bit more at peace here. So just kind of tune in. And this will feel like your spirit energy. Because it's pure source energy, which is what your spirit is. But your spirit has the ability to be conscious. Where these energies are just strictly love energy. They cannot interfere with your life. Another 10% for everybody. So here we go. This is pure love energy. This is the 12 source energies coming as a percentage to you. So here we go. Another 10%. So stronger, 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 and stronger. in another 10%. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Turn it back over to you.
Alrighty, I heard some beeps, so I think we might have at least one caller on the line. Anyone there?
Yes.
Hi, welcome.
Thank you. This has been a wonderful session.
Fantastic. Is there something you'd like to ask Ron tonight?
Yes, I would like help with removing all blocks for my daughter getting her miracle.
Okay, Ron.
Receive it and own it.
Okay, let's just put some energy that way. There's a lot of energies there that can cause blockages, but let's bring in another 10% of space holders here. So here we go. So stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. Okay, just enjoy this energy here. And we'll put another song on here for everybody. And thank you for calling. We'll see if that helps.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
I ask that our heart chakras be completely open so that we can have our miracles.
Yeah, that's we'll do a chakra alignment here. So we'll do this very quickly here. Not that it takes a long time. So here we go. Heart chakra. There we go. Repositioning. Throat chakra. Third eye. Power. Second. First. We'll work with our bottom of our feet now. Working up. Open up those chakras here in the ankles. There we go. Knees. And hips. There we go. And moving up to our shoulders. Elbows. Wrist. Fingers. And we'll do an opening now for all of them at one time. So here we go. So I'll use the word spin to open them up. So spin, 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 open. Okay. So let's put some music on here and just kind of enjoy with energy. Check out your body, see how you're feeling. You should always have a little more energy and feel that source energy surging through you right now. Remember, contact is all it takes to know your spirit. And this is the whole process of this program, is to get you more in your body with your spirit so you can enjoy a much better life and to have healings take place. So here we go. Hopefully it'll start to play here. Well, maybe not. Back to you, Sylvia.
So that's just a wonderful, wonderful healing with the space holders, or I guess you would say the source energy. Do you want to talk just a little bit more about what that is for people that are new to this and how that is on the light ship?
Yeah, the space holders are used very infrequently the Earth Spirit now has them holding space. Remember, it has to inhabit the Earth. So in order to leave the Earth to actually combat the alien energies that are coming into it, to actually fight it, fight them off, had to leave. So the space holders are here now, in many locations. So is the Earth Spirit. But as they come into you, it allows you to have this space where it would look like your spirit energy. And like I mentioned, the space holders cannot do anything because they're not an energy of that consciousness where you can actually have force of will in a sense or to command them to do something for you. Force of will might be the wrong term to use, but normally, remember, you have to command your spirit. And so commanding your spirit, it can do things for you. You cannot command a space holder, but it can hold space of light. And this is the way it works here. In the quarantine room, they're also used on the 8-hour calls. After the parts of you get put back together again, which means that you're relocated, found parts of you out in the darkness, then the space holders can come in and help you in the healing process until these bits and pieces of you are actually put back into spiritual integrity and these alien life forms are released from you. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, our time is actually up, but I do want to catch one question from the fast chat really quickly, and that is from Brett. He's asking about the 8-hour call tomorrow when we're actually in the quarantine room where they're taking the various ET and alien parasites off of us or out of us. Do we have to constantly request our help, or are they just doing that work automatically?
Yeah, they actually see your spiritual blueprint of your spirit and the other blueprint of your body, and they look for the parts of you that are not there. So you don't have to continuously request, but you are in the light ship too, having healing work done during the 8-hour call. So two things are actually happening. So just to make it very simplistic, you can request healings during that 8-hour call for yourself. And in quarantine, it's done automatically for you. And you will be on the light ship for like about a week after this in quarantine. You cannot request healing, physical healing, because that's not what this call is about. But it's about quarantine for 8 hours and also during the next week where they're actually finding bits and pieces of you in the dark side universes. So the actual physical healing calls are done on Mondays and Fridays, like we did tonight as a sample. So
okay,
back to
well,
Sylvia, I guess we could probably mention our next show will be on Monday at 4 o'clock Pacific time. And I'll be back in New York a week from today at the ARE Center. Then the following week I'll be at the New Life Expo in Manhattan. You know, just off of 34th Street there and 8th. So I believe it's Street, 8th Avenue. It kind of mixed up sometimes, but it's about a block from Penn Station. So that's an easy place to get to. And I'll be there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with a light infusion chamber. So if you're interested in having that experience, I'll be there. My booth number is 223. And I have 3 lectures, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I'll be on the Strange Universe panel at 10 in the morning on Saturday. So I'll just say blessings to all of you and hope you enjoyed tonight's session. And we'll see you maybe on the call tomorrow. If not, we'll see you on BBS on Monday. Blessings to all of you. Good night, everybody.
Good night.